Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听盘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode. I'm Diana.
好，那今天我们的节目呢，要讲讲怎么用这个猫猫啦、狗狗啦，然后包括还有很多的动物，从狼到羊到小蜜蜂啊，英语里面可以形容不同人的性格、不同类型的人。
That's right. So today we are going to talk about, you know, different types of animals and how we can describe, different types of people.
我们好像最近掉到这个动物的坑里面啊，继上次就是讲了猫以后呢，这一次就发现，哇哦，这英语里面真的很爱用动物来联系人。那上一次在准备节目的时候呢，戴安娜也教了我两个蛮新的词，她说，诶，现在大家都说这个要找一个什么样的男朋友呢？像一个黄金猎犬 Golden Retriever 那样的男朋友。
That's right. So it's been kind of trending in social media, but basically there's this relationship dynamic. It's very commonly seen between someone who has Golden Retriever energy, usually the boyfriend, and this type of personality tends to date someone with Black Cat energy.
OK, 所以是狗配猫哈，这个男的
yes.
要像 Golden Retriever。 你刚刚讲他们有这个 energy， 然后这个也是在英语里面这两年用的很多的，就形容一个人你有这样的特质，你有这样的气场， right?
Yes, yes. Or you can even say this person has a certain type of vibe.
OK. Golden Retriever boyfriend, 他到底是个什么样的 energy, 什么样的 vibe 呢？
Right, so this person is going to be very outgoing, very affectionate, someone with a lot of energy, and most of all, this person really likes to please the other person, very much like a dog.
Oh, 这样的男朋友谁不要啊？我能不能要一个 Golden Retriever 老公 husband? 好，那我们来看看刚才那一连串非常棒的形容词啊。你说他们是很 affectionate，这个就是很愿意去跟人亲近，是吧？他不是那种很冷的。
Exactly. So someone who's affectionate is going to be very, in a relationship at least, going to be very comfortable with, you know, touching and.Even like words of affirmation, very like complimenting you and just in general, very open and warm.
就是很暖男了。
Yeah, yeah.
Right. 因为英语不可以直接说他是一个什么 warm man, 哈。就是很 golden retriever energy.
Yes, yes.
然后呢你说还有一个重点就是他们很喜欢让女朋友开心是吧、让另一半开心。
Yes, so this type of person really likes to please their partner.
这里的 please, 它其实拼法和那个请坐、please sit down 是一样的。但是呢它作为动词的意思就是会取悦人，会让对方开心这样。
Yes.
在 relationship 里面这个很重要啊。
I think so too.
不然两个人之间就冷冰冰的或者真的有矛盾吵架了以后僵持不下对不对
Right, yeah. And I think the dynamic between like, you know, this golden retriever boyfriend and a black cat girlfriend, they kind of are like an opposites attract energy or relationship dynamic. So the black cat girlfriend or, you know, the person with the black cat energy is going to be a little more independent, a little bit...quieter, they're very selective about the people that they spend time with.
就总而言之像猫一样。
Yeah, yes.
就是你说狗是有主人的上次节目但猫只有员工。
Yes, yes.
Okay, so independent, 很独立然后呢而且性格比较内向哈。
Yes, a little bit more reserved, a little bit more introverted as well.
Introvert, 一个内向的人或者 introverted 形容词。所以这样听起来真的很互补啊。
Yes, so these two types of people very much will complement each other.
对 to complement each other, 就是互相对对方是更好的一个补充。And they're very compatible, 很配我觉得这样。
Yeah, yeah.
诶那 Diana, 我可以问你吗 like, if you don't mind me asking, 你跟你的男朋友之间你们就是这样吗比较有代表性的。
Yes, I definitely think between the two of us, he's got more golden retriever energy and I've got a little bit more black cat energy. But I think in social situations, it's a little bit more reversed. So I am a little bit more, you know, comfortable opening up and I do have bigger circle of friends. And then he tends to be a little bit more reserved and a little bit more selective about his friends and who he spends time with.
So it's dynamic 还会变的，就是你们两个 with each other 的时候，和你们在外面社交的角色和那个 persona 又有点不一样。就你比较社牛 ，which we'll get into later， 怎么形容社牛啊
？Yes, yes.
这听起来你们很 lucky 啊 ，because you found each other.
Yes,
是不是
I do think I'm very lucky. Yeah.
那我能问一下，比如在交友网站上面 ，like on dating apps，、mm-hmm. 你会看到人家真的在 profile 里面会写这个吗？就说我是比较 golden retriever 的人，或者我是比较 black cat 的人。
Yeah, I think sometimes people will say that they are one and looking for the other, especially if they really like that kind of dynamic.
然后我发现英语里面用猫形容人的这个表达还真多嘞。我们还有 cat lady, 还有 cat dad.
So the cat lady stereotype, usually it's crazy cat lady. It's kind of been around for a while, and it's usually a pretty negative stereotype of a woman who's usually single and child free. But I think in recent years, it's been a term that a lot of,you know, cat owning ladies, they have claimed it. You know, for example, Taylor Swift, she's very proud to be, you know, the owner of three cats, and she doesn't mind being called a crazy cat lady.
对，我也是说啊，这个我刚学的时候，不是说你不能当着她的面讲她是 cat lady, 因为比较贬义。但你说在最近几年，女性她来重新定义 kind of reclaim and redefine this term.
Yes.
包括 Taylor Swift, 然后也给了其他女性很多的信心和勇气啊，就说我就是这样的。
It's really just kind of describe people who don't care if you're going to call them, you know, a crazy cat lady. On the other hand, which I feel like is a little bit unfair, when guys have a bunch of cats, they're not seen as, you know, crazy cat men. You know, it's like a good thing to be a cat dad.
他们一定要有很多猫吗?
I mean, honestly, one is enough, but sometimes people will adopt in pairs or they just keep adding to their collection of cats too. So, could be many.
就我们用 cat dad 形容一个男生的时候就是说他是好的就是他很会照顾宠物、mm-hmm. 是吧?
Yes, yes. This is almost always seen as, you know, like a green flag. You know how to take care of another animal and provide for it. I mean, I guess if you do have cat allergies, it's not the greenest of flags. But for the most part, the idea that, you know, a guy that is willingly going to just take care of a cat,And especially because cats, they're not always the friendliest. We know them to be very independent. So, you know, if a guy is willing to take care of an animal that sometimes is not going to, you know, give you the time of day, it's seen as a green flag.
Okay, 就这样的男生比较有耐心哈 ,green flag, 就是说是一个好的像开绿灯。那看完了这几个描述呢我们接下来要看看一些单词哈它是形容不同性格的。Why don't we start with 大家都熟悉的虎妈
?All right, so the infamous tiger mom.
好这个不用说太多大家都理解意思啊。然后接下来要问问你的是在美国媒体我也经常听到说形容有一些男生或者女性通常很成功很强势的叫他们阿尔法性格哈。
Okay, so alpha male or alpha female, this is kind of borrowed from wolf pack. I would say for the most part, it's not a very positive thing. It's more of a negative term.
这里这个 alpha 就形容他们是样样事情都要争强好胜争第一而且呢他要当第一通常是 at other people's expense, 是吧
yes, yes.
他不惜就是贬低别人踩别人之类的就有点太 aggressive 了。
Yes, right. Someone who just wants a lot of control and is willing to be pretty cutthroat in order to, you know, be at the top.
然后我们也可以用Alpha 这个词就单独形容，就是说 somebody is very alpha.
Yes.
好，那接下来我们换到一些比较小的动物生物啊，一些像蜜蜂这种 size 的。
So, a very common term some people will use to describe themselves or other people if they're very busy is to call them a busy bee.
In Chinese, we do the same. 就说一个人他是勤劳的小蜜蜂、mm. 就他们是很 hardworking, 是吧
Yes, very hardworking.、Yeah. And a lot of times they enjoy being busy as well.
他就闲不下来。
Yes,
所以你、
yes.
你如果说自己是闲不下来的人你可以说 I'm such a busy bee 吗、
mm-hmm, You could.、Oh.
好那我们接下来看看蝴蝶。
Okay, so in a similar vein, someone who is very outgoing and has a lot of friends and is always, you know, going to this party or attending that event, you could call this person a social butterfly.
社交蝴蝶。然后这个呢，其实这几年我们中文是用牛。You know, like a bull, 就、mm. 意思是他们很厉害嘛，说一个人很牛，一个牛人。
Oh, okay.
社牛，社交牛人。
Yeah, yeah. I think...That's very similar in terms of, you know, the type of person that they're describing.
然后虽然英文是用 butterfly, 但一个男生如果是社牛 you can also call them a social butterfly, right? 不是说蝴蝶就比较女性。
Yeah. nope, it's both men and women can be described as a social butterfly.
Okay, 诶你觉得一个 bookworm 有可能同时也是一个 social butterfly 吗
Oh, I think...Usually not. I would say usually not. Certainly there are types of people who kind of straddle both, you know, very outgoing with friends, but also loves to stay at home and read. But I would say you will not usually describe the same person with these two terms.
好，那刚刚讲到这个 bookworm 呢，就是一个很爱看书的人，书虫。
Mm-hmm.Yes, I would personally describe myself as a bookworm, especially when I was younger and I had a little more time to just read for fun. But I definitely didn't care to read, you know, textbooks or, you know, school-related books. It was more stuff that interested me.More like fiction books, fantasy, romance too sometimes, just different types of fiction that appealed to me.
OK, 但现在你成人 stage, 你不是说有点改变了吗现在 more of a social butterfly. So maybe we can find two qualities in the same person.
Yes, that's right.
好的那我们今天节目最后一部分呢跟大家分享因为刚刚都是分享的名词嘛然后呢我们现在来讲讲不同的形容词啊用动物来形容人的特点。
Let's start with catty, since we started off this episode with cats.
好像这个 English speakers 很喜欢猫是吧他们就用猫猫就贡献了很多很多英语说法。那如果一个人比较 catty, 比较像猫我们形容是什么是他很高冷很 independent 吗还是说 we're talking about something else?
Okay, so in this instance, I would say catty is more of a negative term. Usually, you're talking about someone who's a little bit sneaky and devious because we know that cats are great at sneaking up on you and also very playful, but sometimes in a way where they're just there to make trouble.
所以讲一个人 catty 的时候是说他比较就很喜欢在背后嘛你说 sneaky、嗯、就比较鬼鬼祟祟会 gossip 吗就是会讲人家八卦什么
Yes, I think you can also include someone who likes to gossip as, you know, being under this term of being catty.
Definitely not a positive connotation, right?、
Mm-hmm. Yes.
对不起猫哈猫真的是这样吗 We don't know. OK, 那还有一个形容词我觉得蛮有意思的鸡大公鸡、
yes.
但是不是 chicken 哦。
Right, right. So you can describe someone who's very, you know, arrogant and confident as cocky.
Cock 就是大公鸡。Mm-hmm. 那 cocky, 如果是一个 female, 她是比较 arrogant, 也可以用这个词 right?
Yes, that's true. You could describe both men and women as cocky. I will say a lot of times it's more describing a guy who is maybe a little too confident for the circumstance.
就很多 alpha male 就是会很 cocky,、mm, like all the、
yes.
time, 因为这是定义 alpha male 一个重要的特质。
right.
好，那我们节目时间也差不多了，最后诶来跟大家分享一些小短语啊 phrases and idioms with animals.
Right, so our first one is get off your high horse.
诶，这句话呢，我们之前在马年节目里面分享过，不知道你是否还记得？
Mm-hmm, yes. So similar to cocky, this could be a phrase that you say to someone when they are being, you know, overly confident and arrogant or acting superior.
嗯，对，就是他们好像特别盛气凌人的时候哈，可以说、mm-hmm. get off your high horses. 好，那我们今天讲那么多猫，再来看看猫的短语吧。
Right, so this one is curiosity killed the cat.
好奇害死猫，诶，这个让我蛮 curious， 它什么意思呀
？So this is a phrase you can kind of tell someone when they are being very curious about something and trying to figure something out. They're basically saying, you know, if you get too curious, sometimes you will find something out that you don't want to, or it will have negative consequences.
就是你不要挖得太深。
Mm-hmm,
就让我想到以前那个电影什么 You can't handle the truth, 是吧？
嗯，
你会说、
yes.
I want the truth, 然后对方跟你说你真的要真相吗？
Yeah.
然后这个真相有可能是你承受不了的，反而是让你自己会受伤受打击的。
Right, exactly.
好，那还有其他哪些短语呢？
So another one is describing something as so difficult, it's like herding cats.
Oh, herding sheep 是我们常常听到的、
yes.
牧羊人，对吧？ Shepherd 他们会去这个领群羊、
yes.
但是 cats, 你之前那个节目你说猫 not trainable、
yes.
我想也不 herdable, 就是、
yeah.
不鸟你
Yes, yes. Right. So a lot of times, like if you're doing something very difficult, especially if it involves organizing people for, you know, an event or some kind of party or to just get people in the same room. And if you're having like a lot of difficulty with that, you can say this is like herding cats.
是，我想我儿子学校的老师就这个意思，管这群高中生
yes.
It's like herding cats,
very much, yeah、
mm-hmm. 好的，今天节目最后两个要分享的呢，第一个是跟鱼有关的、
This phrase, like a fish out of water, you could use this to describe feeling uncomfortable either in a new place or a new situation. It's basicallyA lot of times, it'll be maybe a situation that you've never encountered, or you're in the situation for the first time, and you just don't know what to do.
对，就形容这个环境很陌生，然后让你不知所措，以及蛮不习惯、蛮不舒服的。
Right.
好，那今天最后要分享的一个是
Go cold turkey.
Turkey, 火鸡啊，我们中国朋友吃过的呢，一般对它印象就是很干很难吃。那么这个 go cold turkey 又是什么意思呢？
This usually means that you stop or quit something immediately.
像比如戒烟啦，戒酒啦、mm-hmm. 有一些人就会说 Oh, I quit cold turkey, or I tried to quit cold turkey, but、mm-hmm. it didn't work. 所以它就不是一个 gradual 循序渐进的，而是说我从一天抽两包烟，我想 quit cold turkey, 就是明天我一根都不抽。
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
就很难啊，这个。
Yes, exactly. So going cold turkey is usually a very hard thing to do, but you know, some people have obviously found success in quitting something by going cold turkey.
嗯，对，有些人是成功了啊。好，那我们今天的分享就到这儿。这么多有意思、实用的内容，希望总有一个适合你的。
Right. So hopefully, you know, you found some phrase or new term to bring into your dictionary and use in your everyday.Day life.
对，然后呢，如果大家不介意分享哦，在你的关系里面，是不是也有这个 Golden Retriever Boyfriend 和 Black Cat Girlfriend 的 energy?
Right, as always, we love to read comments that you guys leave.
好，那非常感谢大家的收听，我们下次再见。
All right, that's it for today. Until next time.